Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today I'm going to be joined by the driver of the L1 Modified, Shane Howell. We'll also hear from Scott Wolf from Wolf & Sons Yard Service and our old friend Speed from Cookies Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Napa know-how.
This October, it's no trick. A 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is just $26.99. Plus, get a treat, a $10 Visa gift card. Because the only thing spookier than ghouls and ghosts is engine sludge. That's Mobil 1 5-quart jugs for $26.99 plus 10 bucks back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers. Heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Modified driver Shane Howell. And Shane, how did you get your start in racing? Because I know you raced at some tracks down in this area, Arlington, and you attended Raceway Park in Elko.
Yeah, boy. I think a lot, like a lot of the racers these days, I got in it because my dad was in it. You know, he was a motorhead growing up, and I think I took my first engine apart at about 4, which was really just more of a vehicle for my dad to get me out of his hair. You know, he had pulled an engine out of some old car or something, and he's like, here are some wrenches, figure out where they go and take this motor apart. And that kept me busy for a couple hours, and, you know, from that point forward, that's pretty much what I've been hooked on. So I started out with dad in the shop as young as I can remember. It's one of my favorite pictures growing up is me laying under my dad's race car. I've got a pair of cowboy boots on, and I'm holding a crescent wrench, which is just about as big as I am, laying next to my dad on the dirt floor in the race shop. And about the time I was 13 or so, it looked like it was about time to start looking at my own race car. And we happened to pass a 1973 Ford Gran Torino on the side of the road. Dad and I pulled in. The guy was filling it full of junk, and then my dad offered him $100 for the car. That was it. We took it home, and it took me about 2 years, but I turned my first laps at Arlington at about 15 with my dad guiding me the way.
Last Friday night, about 30 of us got together to celebrate my friend's Mastel Brothers Touring Series win, and Superstock driver Cody Emmons was there, and I told him I was interviewing you for the show, and he said, "Cowboy? When and where do you remember picking up the nickname Cowboy?"
You know, I cannot tell you the first time that it happened. I can tell you it was a little bit of a surprise, and since there are way worse nicknames that a race car driver can have, I was more than content to just let that flow. So mostly in the last, you know, I don't remember really anybody calling me that in my original stint in racing when I was a kid, but I don't know, sometime about 4 years ago or so, it started to just kind of catch on, and I was more than happy to let that go.
Recently, one of my longtime Dirt Show sponsors, Lou Fegger's Racing in Delano, closed their doors after decades in the race parts industry. You actually got your first paycheck from Lou.
I actually did. He wrote it himself. Originally, Lou Fegger started out in Lou's house. It was in his basement, and my dad started going there when he was, you know, just a kid or whatever, and then they got the shop in Wayzata, and my mom delivered parts for Faggers, and then she did some stuff in the office, and when they were ready to move out of there, there was kind of a split between their automotive side and their race side, and, you know, everything kind of split and went a couple of different directions, and when they were cleaning the building out, you know, they stuck my, gosh, I don't know, I'm 9 or 10, something like that, and I'm crawling around the rafters of a silty old building that had been there since about 1622, and, yeah, they paid me a whopping dollar an hour, but it was my first paycheck. It was pretty cool, and, you know, Mimi and Louie Faggers were some of the finer people that I can remember growing up.
Shane, you have raced at a lot of incredible racetracks in your career and a lot of big specials. Does anything beat tonight the Topless Nationals in terms of car count and drivers' desire to get a win there?
You know, there are lots of different reasons that invitationals and specials are unique. You know, if you can win the Mod Nationals, it's a huge deal. There's hundreds of cars there, and you feel really good. The competition is really high. The Topless Nationals are really cool because it's kind of let your hair down type of format. It's an unsanctioned event, and I think there's a more relaxed feeling to the Topless Nationals. I thought I had one in the bag last year, and it has bothered me all year that I ended up finishing second in it. I laid down, I started in the back of the heat race last year, 11th, and won the race kind of going away. Started on the front row for the pole, and I don't know what happened. It was cold or something, but I went into turn one, and the tires were cold or something. I don't know, and I pushed up, 7 cars got by me, and I passed all but one of them back. And, boy, I'll tell you, that's been one of the harder losses for me to stomach. And there have been plenty of losses for me to have to stomach.
That night is an incredible feeling because you know it's the last race of the season. The racing season's over. You're going to see your friends in the pits. The last time you're going to see your friends in the grandstand. The last time, and everybody's there just having a good time.
Boy, it is, and it's amazing. You have kind of that catch-22. It's been a long, grueling season, and sometime about August, you kind of look at your significant other, and you start thinking, what in the heck am I doing? You're exhausted. The yard's grass is 2 feet tall. The maintenance on your house is, you know, being neglected, and you're in the arduous grind that is the racing season. And then you get down to the Topless Nationals and it's the last one and you feel that emptiness. You're like, what am I going to do with myself for 6 months? Because I got to tell you, you know, the weekend after the Topless Nationals, me and my significant other are sitting on the couch and we look at each other and we're like, wow, boy, this is really nice. And, you know, you start remembering the two used to actually date. And about the second weekend or so, you're sitting there watching a little football or something. And by the third weekend, you can hear the crickets in the background and you're just like, somebody, Jesus, let's have a race. I need to go do something.
The Wagaman family that runs Ogilvy Raceway, is there a better group of people when it comes to taking care of the drivers that support their facility?
You know, so they're not only that they're not a better group of people to take care of their drivers, as they proved when they had their Harvest Cup and the car count was way lower than they had expected. They didn't cut the pay. They had 2 full shows. They took amazing care of the drivers. But in addition to that, you cannot ask for a finer group of men to just be friends with. Those are the kind of people that I think the world is just better with, more people like the Wagamans in your life. All the way from Clayton to Tom to Pat to Wally, and then they all have got superstar women in their life. You know, Angela Wagaman is the kind of woman who, you know, if she likes you, that's something that you can be proud of, and you know you've got a guiding light around you that isn't never going to let you down. She's done a great job of growing good quality men around her.
When did you become the owner of the Tub Guys, and what can your business do for the listeners of the Dirt Show? Because it's always great to support a racer's business.
Well, so the Tub Guys is a bathtub refinishing company. So traditionally, if you've got a bathtub that's dull and dingy, hard to clean, maybe the wrong color, you know, we do a lot of tubs that were installed in the 60s and they're blue or pink or something of that nature. So what we can do is we can come in and we use a series of coatings to make your bathtub bright white and beautiful again. Anybody in the 7-county metro area, we're always looking for jobs.
How did you meet Jesse?
Oh, boy, that's an interesting story. So actually, Jesse and I met online dating, and she sent me a message, and there's a pretty good age gap between the two of us, and frankly, I kind of ignored the first one because she was just a little too young for what I was looking for, and she sent me another message, and I frankly ignored that one as well, and the third time she sent me a message, I was in Florida and happened to be just bored enough to get back to her, and pretty soon, 3 days later, she sends me a message. You know, after we started to, we talked for a couple of days, and then her final message to me was basically, you know, look, you going to ask me out or not? So we went out, and really, you know, the moment we sat down, it was kind of over for me at that point. She, you know, it turns out she's a staff sergeant in the United States Army. She's been deployed to Iraq and Kuwait. She's gone all over the world, a lot of experiences, and almost as importantly, she actually raced motorcycles, so she kind of gets the racing lifestyle. And it's the first time I've really had somebody who is such an amazing support system where, you know, she's got that crack the whip type of mentality on me when I really need to. I get the look, you know, just about every night, but usually by the time I get it, I've kind of earned it, and it's time to get in the car and get my ass in gear.
Now, that girl can work on, and she can even drive a race car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She actually won in my race car before I did. Yeah, live that down. Yeah, as soon as your buddies find out that your girlfriend has won and you haven't. Huh. Yeah, I think I put up with that for about a year and a half of even the tech guys giving me flack. They're like, well, I see you're in tech, but not in victory lane. You should have let the girl drive. So, yeah, and not only does she drive the race car, but she actually drives the rig. We have a 40-foot diesel pusher that we go to the races in, and she hustles that down the highway probably better than I do.
Another major race event you attended was the 40th annual Punky Manor Challenge at Red Cedar Speedway. What was that overall experience like for you?
You know, that's the first time that I can recall racing both the Modified and the Midwest Modified. And originally, I wasn't all that really excited about it because I tend to like more laps, not less. And so when you go to a two-day show, that's one single event. You do your heat races, obviously, the first night, and then you do your B-mains and features the next night. But because I'm still getting my feet wet in the mod and, you know, trying to understand the differences between driving a 3-link car and a 4-link and something with 600-plus horsepower versus something with just a little bit more than 400, I was glad to have it kind of broken up a little bit. And it allows Jesse to manage all the little pieces that she does. And as an example, we ran hot laps. You know, I needed to run the B mod because I was honestly trying to win in the B mod. And I wanted to run the A mod because I needed as many laps as I could so that I'm not a hindrance to the guys around me. So we get to rolling, and they're like, this is going to go fast. And they made Jesse get in the A-mod and drove the A-mod out into the infield so that after I got done hot lapping the B-mod, I could get out of that. She got out of the A-mod. I got in. She got into the B-mod, drove the B-mod back to the pits, and then we ran it. Red Cedar's an interesting place, and I don't know if I love it or hate it. So it's a fascinating place to go. There's a lot of character to the track, and you got to be up on your stuff. So, yeah, Red Cedar for the Punky is fantastic. There are a lot of people in the pits after the race, plenty of people to talk and laugh, and that's not the traditional geography that I usually race with, so there's lots of new people to get to know.
When and why did you decide that a Ford-powered modified was a good idea?
So the Ford-powered modified is a great idea. They get the N-head, and it's an apples-to-apples comparison to the Chevrolet. You know, they're equally as powerful, et cetera. I started racing Fords because that's all my dad and I have ever raced. It's been a bit of a struggle in the B-mod because the Ford concept motor just doesn't make quite the power that the Chevrolet concepts do. And so we've really had to kind of battle from being essentially underdog, underpowered, have to really work on setups, et cetera. And I like the challenge associated with that. If you run a Chevrolet, it's like a belly button. Everybody's got one. You know, you can get parts any place. And while that's a win to some people, I believe in quality, not quantity. And I feel like the Ford just makes a legitimately better piece, and that's what I wanted to put in. And now in the modified, we've got the horsepower and torque that we need to be really competitive, and I have a Ford, which makes my heart feel good.
What is the meaning behind your L1 number?
Liberty One. You know, just like every good racer, I think we're all into God and country, et cetera, and that's my little homage to the country.
Fans can also see you race at KRA Speedway in Wilmer. What a neat facility tucked in there right by the lake.
Yeah, Wilmer is probably, in my opinion, Wilmer is one of the most unique tracks that we have, because when you go into turn one at Wilmer, you're wide open and you just sail it in there. I think you go into turn one at Wilmer maybe harder than you go into turn one at Viking. And Viking is no joke. And then you go out of turn two, and you're hard on the brakes getting into turn three. It is the track that I know of that with the most unique and distinct ends of the racetrack. One and two, wide open. Three and four, hard on the brakes. So I like going there. The people are always friendly. And since they started to redo the pits over there, we have been parking kind of up behind the grandstands. And it's been really neat to have the fans come out and they walk through, and a lot more people are willing to come by and chat with you while you're working on the car or between races, stuff like that. So I really enjoyed KRA.
Talk about the night you were able to race your way into the legendary 100 through the B Main. You have a never-give-up attitude.
That was the first real success that I can remember racing. So that was, I think, 2014, I think it was. And I didn't think I stood a snowball's chance of getting in, but when I strapped into the car, I was just angry. You know, you've been working so hard, and I was starting back a ways in the B Main and pulled the pin on that thing, and we got a caution with three or four laps to go. And I've got some awesome in-car camera video of that thing. We buried it in on the outside of, I think it was Matuska. And I don't think he was expecting us out there, because all of a sudden he made an interesting little jig in the car. He must have stabbed the brakes, shocked that I was outside, but probably not as shocked as I was that it actually went out there and stuck. But I was committed to getting it done and managed to pass on the last lap coming out of the last corner to qualify for the last spot in the legendary.
Fans can also see you at Viking Speedway. How many times were you able to race there this season?
I think we went to Viking just the one time. And Viking is always someplace that I really enjoy. I typically only get to Viking once or twice, maybe three times a year. But it really suits my driving style, I feel like, more than just about anything. You plane out and you drive the car deep into the corners with relatively little brake. Lay back into the throttle. The car just tends to take a natural set because it's so big with so much banking. And there's so much real estate that you get to work out any problems you have. That really works for me. And then when you compare that to someplace like Princeton, where I've run a couple of times, I think you've got time to send text messages going down the front and the backstretch at Viking. It is so unbelievably large that I really, really enjoy it there.
The night you won the King of the Dirt at I-94 Speedway, does a race night get any better than that?
Absolutely not. I went into that race feeling pretty good, but not in exactly confident that I was going to win, and we battled it through, and I took the lead there, I think, after the fifth or sixth lap, as I recall, and laid it down as hard as I could, and with about, I don't know, seven laps to go or so, I went into turn one, the back of the car stepped out just a little bit, and I started to hear the footsteps and the ghosts, if you know what I mean, and so I started backing my corner up a little bit, because I actually spun out in the lead of the Harvest Cup the year before, and there's just really nothing more embarrassing than spinning yourself out in the lead all by yourself, and to this day, I still can't tell you why I spun out. I've watched the video 100 times and still can't figure out why the car went around. So while I was leading the King of the Dirt, which, you know, was the most prestigious race that I had been into the year thus far, and the back of the car stepped out just a little bit, I started backing the corner up. Well, unbeknownst to me, Stork could smell a little bit of blood in the water, and he commenced to run me down. The only mistake that he made was he showed me his nose with about two laps to go. And, of course, then I just reach over. And at that point, it doesn't matter if I spin out or finish second, because neither one of those is acceptable. So we just reach over, turn the wick back up. Then, thankfully, Stork overdrove three and four just a little bit, and we managed to bring home the victory. And it really, it's still to this point, it's the high water mark for our season. It's the race that I'm the most proud of this year.
Shane, you relish every win. A Shane Howell Victory Lane celebration is infectious. Life is too short not to celebrate those victories.
Yeah, you know, it really is. You know, people say, oh, you won a race, and I don't think that's enough. That doesn't go far enough to explain what happened. You have seen the validation of, in my case, years of energy, years of work, thousands of dollars, the sacrifice of Jesse and my family and my friends, and the endless hours of work and the frustration and the pain and the shame and embarrassment, you know, things that you do where you just look ridiculous. And then all of a sudden it comes together, and the first time you cross the finish line and feel the fruit of your labor right there revealed before all of your friends, all of your fans, everybody, I have never felt more a sense of relief, in all honesty. And so that first really big celebration that I had was honestly more about validating my work and my energy and sacrifice, and those of the people around me and the sponsors like Gene Palmy Trucking, who was the first guy to really come on board and support me. I literally don't have words to tell you the relief that you feel, the validation, and at this point, the fans want to see you excited. They don't want to see a paper tiger up there. They come to this sport because we're passionate, because we're excited, because it's hard. We don't want participation trophies, because why? Piece of plastic that I get for winning this race means more to me than just about any other single thing that I've done.
Your fan interaction is also second to none. You know how important it is to those kids coming down to meet you in the pits, how your interaction with them that night may inspire them to be a racer in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of our responsibilities as drivers to, whenever possible, make sure that we're inspiring the youth so that it keeps the sport healthy, keeps them interesting. People don't want to come and see a dirt parade. They can go see that just about any place. They want to see real character, real personalities. And in addition to that, I'm pretty verbose, and I'm a little ADD, I'm a little ADHD, and I'm dyslexic. And so when you go up and you talk to these kids and you make all that stuff clear, like, it gives them something positive to anchor maybe their challenges into a little bit. And all of that is exciting to me. It gives me a positive outlet for some things that have caused me some real challenges in my life.
You also ran Gondik Law Speedway, Granite City Speedway. You were literally 25 minutes from my house at Chateau Speedway at the Autumn Extravaganza and got a second, third. What is your favorite track you've raced at so far in your career? And is there a track that you're telling yourself, we got to get there someday?
Yeah, there's two tracks that we got to get to first and foremost. We really want to get down and run Deer Creek. When I did some pitting for Dan Wheeler, we went down there for the Jamboree. The facility is beautiful. I want to get on and actually race on the surface because I just watched. And then we also would love to go down to Wheaton, Missouri and race the Lucas Oil place down there. I would love to see those two places. But as for the best place that I race, in general, it's got to be Ogilvie. Ironically, I'm the worst on that track. My average finishes there are lower than they are anyplace else. But when you've got people like the Wagamans running the place, and you've got people like Nate Fisher doing the track surface prep, and in general, the place almost never lets you down. And if something negative happens, there was an unforeseen thing that changed it. It wasn't due to their lack of effort. It wasn't due to, you know, some arrogance on their part that we should just take what they give us. They give us their flat best, and I am damn sure going to give them my flat best every opportunity that I get.
You had an awesome companion. Your dog literally followed you everywhere you went. I have a little dog, and I can't believe he's already going to be 3 this year. They have such a short lifespan, but they mean so much to you. Are you going to be training a new cowboy partner?
I miss her almost every day. She was more than my dog. She was my friend. Sorry. She took as good a care of me as I ever took care of her, and I don't know how to train another dog to be like that, because in all honesty, I never taught Skyla a dang thing other than maybe to come to my whistle. She and I had a partnership and a friendship, and yeah, you know, I don't know how to replace her. Jessie, she got a couple of dogs, and you know, I love them. They're very kind and sweet. I just don't know how to replace Skyla. She was one of a kind, and like I said, she was more my friend than she was my pet.
A friend of mine called me last night, and he asked me if I had ever asked a driver this question in 12 years, and I said, that's a really good question. What makes you tick inside? What makes you go out in the shop and work till all hours of the night, start building a new car for the next season as soon as one season is over? What is the internal drive that makes a racer a racer?
Ooh. It's a very simple answer with very complex undertones, and it's the answer of the question. So that's it, in all honesty. I think that each driver has a question that they need to answer. Can I solve the problem? Am I good enough? Can I get fans to love me? Can I make friends? Can I, whatever their question is, what drives me to the shop again and again and again is the answer to the question. And for me, it's just, can I do this? And the simple answer is I still don't know. You know, you have to be really careful in racing and stay away from comparisons, because it is the enemy of happiness. And if I compare myself to Shane Sobraski, I'm never going to be what Shane Sobraski is. I'm never going to win as many races. I think he's won 3 times the number of races I've actually entered. So if I use that as my test of success, I'm never going to get there. So I don't want to compare myself to those people. I have to stay true to the answer to the question, which is, can I do this? And to this point, I feel like we still don't have that answer. And that's what's fun. As soon as I answer that question, there's going to be another question. And it's going to be, can I win the Golden Hoe at the Harvest Cup? Can I win the Topless National? Can I show Shane Sobraski my nose now and then and still smell his exhaust when the race is over? Those are the things that drive me.
And as a fan, I can literally tell you myself, if you enter that back gate as a driver, I appreciate you, and I'm a huge fan. And Shane, thank you for taking the time to be with us on The Dirt Show. I knew it was going to be an awesome interview, and you definitely didn't disappoint.
Thank you, brother. I super appreciate you providing an opportunity for me to get up here and chat for just a couple of minutes, mention Gene Palmy Trucking out of Duluth, who's the primary sponsor who keeps us involved to this point. No, it was fantastic. You know, out of the blue, Gene Palmy reached out to me and asked me if he could help out with the car. I absolutely thought he was just talking about coming down and helping me grind tires, and he turned out to be a good friend and somebody who took good care of me. He's sponsored me in the last couple of years, and I think it's reasonable to say that I can attribute the success of the last couple of years pretty much directly to him and his wonderful wife, Becky. TV Brothers Trucking, who also funds us and sponsors Gondoclaw Speedway, the Surface Surgeons and the Tub Guys are some other sponsors, and then, of course, having a public airways to tell Jessie Peterson that I love her and that I appreciate all her drive and support that she provides. Without her, this doesn't really happen. And, of course, to thank Austin Stromberg for his help and Jordan Fisher for their help in the pits as well.
Thanks for being with us, Shane.
Have a good day.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker filtration products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Matatives, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Matatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Scott Wolf from Wolf & Sons. Since Scott, we have confirmation of the emerald ash borer in our county. Wolf & Sons Yard Service has an arborist on staff to look at diseased trees and give you solutions.
Yes, we currently have one arborist that is also our climber. And besides that, we have an array of equipment that can help either with the trimming or the removal of the tree. But a way that we like to go also is just the treating of the trees as far as when we're talking about emerald ash borer. Last Tuesday at the county administration building, there was actually a very big attendance of people from the community, as well as a couple of tree professional companies. I saw a couple guys from the city there, as well as somebody from the golf course too. And it was a very informative meeting. I talked about treating trees, as well as regulations for moving or disposing of the trees if they are infected, or just the ash trees as a preventative measure in case they are infected. And then also, sadly enough, the penalties as to what is going to happen if people are not in compliance with those regulations.
Thank you for your quick response to save our boulevard tree last year. I called you to have you take a look at it and correct the situation, and I'm not sure what you did. It was looking pretty bad, but you saved it.
Well, that was just me applying the right things. Really, my staff that helps me as far as getting things scheduled, timeliness-wise, as well as my vendors. My chemical guy is a wonderful asset to me, and I sent him a couple of pictures. He helped me diagnose what was wrong. I think your tree had a fungus that we had to cope with. The one thing that I will speak about was that when I was there, I saw that the lawn was a little lacking in some of the nutrients and stuff like that. So I think we even did a soil correction at that point too. But I'm really happy that the tree made it and that the lawn spruced up at the same time.
The wet weather, what effect has it had on trees, shrubs, lawns, and landscaping?
The biggest effect that it has had is maybe not even on those effects, but the scheduling for all contractors this fall, this summer, this spring, the entire year since the snow went away. It's just been very difficult to not only get things scheduled if you need more than one day to do something, but also to get it completed before the dirt turns to mud again. It's tough to get those jobs done. It's tough to buy some of the materials. Dry dirt is on a premium, especially going into a wet year. Really, with the way the forecast looks, as wet as it is and snowstorms out west right now, 2 weeks ago, I would look for another wet fall. Those poor farmers, they're going to have a tough time getting crops out. And as well as with a wet fall, you're going to have a good freeze up. And I bet you next spring clean, we have a lot of frost boil and road damage again.
Driving around the area, the amount of branches and debris in people's yards from the constant storms and wet weather, Wolf and Sons can help clean up.
Yeah, we have some very good, hardworking young men on staff. They help out whether we're blowing out landscaping and flower beds or cutting back perennials, removing annuals, bagging the leaves and grass from the yard, or even cleaning out rain gutters going into the wintertime so that we are tidied up.
You also provide tree service. Wolf & Sons has the equipment to do trimming on damaged trees or remove the trees that are hazardous or dying.
Yeah, that goes right along with what we were talking about before as far as that emerald ash borer. We have track skid loaders for the really big stuff. We have stand-on skid loaders. We have boom truck, the arborist who does all our climbing for us. We have a couple of climbers. And so getting things down before winter is always nice just due to the conditions and the cleanup. It's tough to clean up a down tree in the middle of a 1 foot snowbank. So then you have to remember and clean it up in the springtime too. So it is nice to get some of that stuff done in the fall. We have all that equipment. We have chipper and trucks. And we also have a stump grinder that we use frequently when we're on the job sites.
And I really appreciate those climbers because it seems the older you get, the less you want to climb.
That's absolutely true. And one of the most hazardous things with trees is cutting trees from a ladder. Very dangerous. We've lost other community members that way, unfortunately. And so, one, knowing what you're doing, and two, having the right equipment, whether it's a boom truck or a climber, is very important. And I get more and more calls lately that state, my wife doesn't want me on a ladder anymore. And anymore is the concern. We shouldn't be on ladders cutting trees to start with. We should be on ladders getting into the tree, but not cutting them from them. It's too hard to predict which way some of those things are going. Even if you are a good tree arborist, if you are a good one, you know not to cut from a ladder.
Another need this fall due to the extreme wet weather is gravel and crushed rock. Field driveways, rural driveways, and access roads. You have the dump trucks, graders, skid loaders, and excavators to get those jobs done on the farm, at the lake home, your business, or your residential home.
We do. We have numerous dump trucks, skid loaders. The way to get the material there, we have a good network of people to sell us the material, whether it's an aggregate or trying to find dry dirt or limestone, any of that stuff. We also rep recycled asphalt for another company out of town here. So we have not only the ways to haul that material to you, but we also have the ways to put it on and apply it. And this time of year, if you're going to go ahead and be putting that material down, one of the biggest things that I tell people is that you need to get it rolled or compacted adequately, or it's just going to wind up in your road ditch or in the grass come next spring due to the snow plows or the snow blowers.
If this winter is anything like last winter, you probably could use one or two more new employees to help you out. What are you looking for in a new employee, and how can they contact you?
Well, the contact number is 507-455-3524, and whoever's answering the phone that day is more than adequate to help and steer you in the right direction. What we're looking for is, one, you have to be insurable, so you have to have a insurable driver license if you're going to run any of the equipment or run a plow truck. But we're absolutely looking for all positions, whether it be a operator or a dump truck driver or a snowplow operator. Even if you don't have an insurable driver's license, though, and have a way to work, we are looking for several people to go ahead and run our snowblowers with cabs and tractors on for doing some of those difficult driveways that you just can't snowplow.
Scott, you have amassed an incredible array of heavy equipment. Commercial and industrial clients that need all of their plowing, snow removal, and mowing and landscaping needs handled for them. You can do that.
We can. We like to think of ourselves as a one-stop outdoor shop. If we don't have the equipment, we have friends in the industry. We don't do asphalt, but we haul for our asphalt contractor, and we work well together. And we don't do concrete work, but we base out, we remove concrete, and then we have concrete friends that help finish up the job for us. And we, over the last 20 years, we've managed to make some good friends in the industry and go that route. As far as the winter stuff, we have enough equipment to go ahead and plow the biggest snowdrift or to haul it away.
The Wolf & Sons non-wing sprint car won the Mastel Brothers Touring Season Championship this year. It was great hearing Wolf & Sons announced as a sponsor at all of the racetracks we attended. You and your dad have been interested in racing for a long, long time.
Well, Dad was racing well before I was born, and he enjoyed it then, and he enjoys it very much now, and that I won't take credit for. He goes ahead and goes on Fridays or Saturday nights whenever Johnny is running, and the only thing that I have to do with that is out here at the farm every Thursday night, they fire up the sprint car, and they test and tune it a little bit and drive it around to make sure it rolls, I guess, straight.
What is the best way to contact Wolf & Sons Yard Service about mowing, cleanup, snow removal, or hauling?
The number is 507-455-3524 is probably going to be the fastest way. You can always leave a message. Otherwise, I know we are on the internet info@wolfandsonsinc.com. We get a fair amount of emails that way during the day or what have you, but the phone is normally picked up between 8:30 to 4. You can leave a message if the phone is already being used, or if you want to send an email, that's more than adequate too.
Scott, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thanks a lot, Clayne. I really appreciate the chance to sponsor and keep involved with racing as well as my father.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then, every Rhino product is factory-filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in Club climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second-floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second-floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookie Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you have done an outstanding job over the years of creating all kinds of great products that anyone can use to make everything taste better, Speed.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clayton, I've been really fortunate to be in the sauce pretty much all the time, but at least my sauce don't have a hangover. Well, maybe a little bit over the belt after this past summer season. We got a nice selection of sauces. Of course, we've got Cookies Original, which is kind of a mild, lightly smoked flavor that's still our number one seller. Then we got, of course, Cookies Western Style. If you like a little bit of minced onion and just a little bit of kick to it, grab the Western Style. Then we move on to the Tangy Mustard. It's got just a little bit of mustard paste in it, not quite as sweet. Of course, then really my favorite is our Sweet Hickory, which has got a little bit of pineapple juice concentrate in it. And, of course, that's what we use on our rib wagon all summer long when we're out cooking ribs and pulled pork and stuff. And if I'm going to put it on a hamburger, I like our sweet and spicy. It's got some molasses in it and jalapeno pepper powder, so it's got kind of a sweet start and kind of a spicy finish, not a wipeout. Another, of course, favorite is our Korean barbecue sauce, which we just come out with about a year ago. Puts a nice Asian twist on pulled pork. We've did it on ribs, grated in baked beans, as well as simple stir fry. Just super easy. I always say it's stir fry in a bottle. Then we move on, of course, to our taco sauce. It's great for tacos and also for taco burgers. Mix some of that in with hamburger and shredded cheese, and you've got a great taco burger as well as just using it for tacos. Of course, we don't want to forget our Wings and Things hot sauce. My favorite use for the Wings and Things hot sauce is on pasta. I just love to cook up some pasta and sprinkle a little of our flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning on it, and then dump on some Wings and Things, and either add some veggies or any protein to it if you want to, and makes for a tasty meal. And of course, then we move right on into our mild and medium salsa, which are a nice, thick product that makes excellent dip, goes great on enchiladas and tacos. Need to say, last but not least, our cookie flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning, which we use on our pulled pork, on our ribs, and goes great on vegetables, popcorn, you name it. It's been kind of a spicy summer for me to be in the sauce all the time.
Speed, you also have some great apparel and also cookbooks with all of these recipes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, with the holiday season coming up, they can go to our website, which is cookiesbbq.com. but go there. We've got cookbooks, which make excellent gifts. We've got cookies aprons. And, you know, even if you don't like to cook or can't cook very good, get one of our cookies aprons. At least you look good, you know. It's just kind of all show and no go.
Speed, thanks for being with us all season long, and I think we've all gained 5 to 8 pounds thanks to you.
Well, good, and I'll tell you what, I want to wish all the listeners out there a very happy holiday season, and we'll be talking to you next year.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has become the Upper Midwest's largest and most respected sales, service, and rental provider of all types of trailers to multiple industries, selling a comprehensive line of new and used trailers and parts from the most respected brands in the industry, as well as Mastel Brothers' own unique designs and offerings. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, and I have pulled racing trailers for many thousands of miles. My current hauler has a shocker hitch on it, and I immediately notice a difference in the first few miles. Shocker hitches are designed to prevent breakage and cracking on the tongue of your trailer and eliminate that bumpy and jerky ride. Shocker hitches also use an airbag design so you can adjust the air pressure for various loads. My good old buddy Bob Sagan personally stands behind every shocker hitch with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Contact Bob at Shocker Hitches today at 701-967-8577. That's 701-967-8577.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty. Our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
When the weather changes, we often feel under the weather and take a trip to the clinic. Hi, this is Kevin at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. The same goes for your vehicle. Whether it's some preventative medicine like new tires, coolant, or a battery to get your vehicle in shape, or maybe it's something terminal that needs fixing immediately like a bad starter or water pump, call today at 414-2886. The Owatonna Auto Clinic is the real, local, family-owned ER for your car.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Saturday, October 12th, the Lucas Oil Late Model Series was running at Dixie Speedway. Michael Page won the Lucas Oil Dixie Shootout on his home turf over Jimmy Owens, who finished second. Last Sunday night, October 13th, at Tri-State Speedway, the World Outlaw Sprint Car Series was racing, and Christopher Bell parked his sprint car in Victory Lane over Sheldon Hodenchild. We will either be at the Topless Nationals at Ogilvy Raceway or in Webster City, Iowa at Hamilton County Speedway. It's going to be a great night for racing tonight.
This is Johnny Gibson, announcer for the World Outlaw Sprint Car Series, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at misgan.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
This is 12-time veteran of the Indianapolis 500, Johnny Parsons Jr., and you are listening to The Dirt Show.
Do you want your business or event to stand out? Don't purchase another boring batch of pens or refrigerator magnets. Blow your wedding guests or future customers away with a custom-made, unique gift from CS Customs. CS Customs has pricing to meet all budgets, and there is no order too large or small. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.